is a man who is just as normal as you and I. Many a night he would sit along his wonderful wife, sipping wine and enjoying some of their favorite horror films. But little did Johnny know, something inside him began to change. Slowly, the film started to change Johnny. He began writing about them in a blog. As the infection released itself inside of his mind, he found the blog was not enough to cure his insatiable appetite for new horror films. Now, as Johnny's mind races out of control with the films he loves so dearly, there was only one thing left to do. Can you handle the horror, the screams of the innocent, the sounds of torn flesh? If so, turn off your mind and turn on your ears and listen to Johnny's Cult Film Podcast.
Here's Johnny!
Clapping.
Yeah, good for you.
Embarrassing, especially after sex.
You've started already.
Sorry,
you?
It was a game.
Lowering the level.
Oh, God, can he get much lower?
Is there actually a level?
So, no, this level is actually episode 2.
Episode 2.
Now, I'm already confused.
Technically, episode 3.
I don't get technical.
Hang on, no. What? Technically, it's episode 2.
Yeah, because the first
one
was
actually
in two
episode
parts.
3.
Mm. Oh, now I'm really confused.
Oh, it's confusing.
We're back.
We're back.
It's the third one, but it's episode 2.
I'm right.
Is that all clear now?
Yes.
Anyway, hello, everybody.
Hello, all up. You're
thanks
well.
For listening.
How's everybody?
Good day to you, listeners out there in podcast land.
Especially the Americans.
Yes. Hello.
To all you Americans.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Midterm elections and all that.
Oh, yes. Poor show. The Obama.
I was cooking my mouth. Anyway.
You said I was lowering the tone.
That is the appropriate response when anybody mentions Obama.
I think I just spat on me.
I've got a
cooking mouth.
Simo says he's just spat on his iPad. Are you sure you spat on your iPad?
That's a sexual response. He's getting too personal.
Anyway, back to business.
Yes.
This week, obviously, the big talking point of the week, which for all of us, we've finally got to see the first episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
which we did think was very good. So this show, we're going to start it off with a voicemail from the man, DJ Frenchy.
Are you starting it already?
Yes. DJ Frenchy 666, and then we'll be back with more opinions of other people's.
Hit it.
Hi, this is DJ Frenchy 666. The Walking Dead pilot episode was awesome. I loved it. The makeup were amazing. The script, the directing, every shot were perfect. The acting, of course, having supporting actors and actresses from other movies in one movie. A very good idea. The zombies, they run and walk, so there was the two kind of zombies, and they also there was some of the stuff that were reminding a little bit of Dawn of the Dead and a little bit of Night of the Living Dead. Yeah, so I've loved it, and I will watch the series. It's good to see a real zombie TV show. 100% zombies. Goodbye, and have a nice day.
Yes, for DJ.
Have a nice day yourself, my good sir.
Man, I must agree with you. It is great to see a zombie TV show.
Have you not seen EastEnders?
Yes, there is that as well.
Mm.
But no, I mean, obviously, we've all seen it, and we was all thinking, because we've read the graphic novels and stuff, like, they might really cock it up. But on everybody's opinion, did they make a good job of it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Marvellous. Yes, it was.
There's hardly anything wrong with it.
No, that sounds controversial.
You've watched it four times.
Four Four times, yeah. I watched the original release screen the thing when it came out about 10 days ago.
Yeah. Did you get that illegally, sir?
No. No, I found it in a bus stop.
He's internet savvy.
But yeah, and that was, but it was tiny. It was only, you know, sort of 300 pixels by 150 or whatever it was.
I waited until it was on proper television.
It was watchable, though.
Was it like watching it on a postage stamp?
No. So yeah, I watched that three times. And then when it came out proper, on the HD version, old Hudder. And watched it then. And that's when I noticed the mistakes.
We'll come to those in a little short while.
There's mistakes in it.
Apparently so. But, you know, that's just...
I think that's the thing, we've been waiting for it so long, you're just worried that it was going to be crap.
Yeah, that's, they could have really got the big thing.
There was so much potential for them to make, you know, huge cock-ups with it and just ignore the storyline, get the casting wrong, the makeup could have been crap, all of those things.
Over Hollywood-wise, it by like fucking blasting things up. And,
well, the fact that they had a British guy in the lead role for a start, you know, who you kind of know, if you'd ever watched the series This Life, then you knew him as a character called Egg, so already you had this interpretation of him in England anyway. You know, well, I did. I don't know how many people had that interpretation on him. So you thought, oh God, that could be well dodgy. An English guy being an American already, it could be very poor.
Van Dyke of the zombie world.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's Johnny Holiday, zombie.
Oh, you can't help laughing, can you?
I'll be shooting him in the head.
You having a laugh, Mary Poppins? Your dad are coming back for my fucking horse. And all that.
I think the zombie version of Mary Poppins would have been fantastic.
I'd love to see that. Cockney Walking Dead.
A spoonful of sugar makes me better sing again.
And some human intestines.
Marvellous. But he is actually...
He's very good.
He's fantastic, actually. He plays the role so well.
Yeah. I couldn't fault him at all.
Brilliant. I mean, because Kirkman's involved as well, of course.
Darabont is a big... Like we were saying to you the other day, for the very first episode, and hopefully they'll keep it for next, I mean, you've got Frank Darabont, Kirkman, you've got Greg Nicotero doing all the effects. Mm-hmm. So they've got all these big names doing...
The big guns.
The big guns doing it all. I mean, I don't know how far or further, like, Greg Nicotero is doing the effects of the whole series.
As long as they keep paying him,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably be doing it.
But you know what I mean? It's like they're having different directors for each episode.
Six episodes has got a different director for each episode.
Oh, okay, that might be interesting or not.
It might not work, you know.
Yeah, it could spoil the flow, couldn't it?
They could have the very last episode directed by Romero. Survivor of the Dead.
You said that to me in an email, man, and I wrote back, saying, what's he going to end up having zombies eating a bloody horse or something? And then, of course, I thought, hang on a minute, that happens in the first episode.
Romero's haunting the production.
Perhaps Romero wasn't so crazy to have meat horses in whatever it's called, his latest.
But I would like to say, like, a little disclaimer as well, that we do actually love Romero. We were just really fucked off.
We love his three zombie films, as much as you love the first three Star Wars films. Yeah, it's the same kind of story, isn't it? Then it just goes downhill. Rapidly.
I think though you'd have to be really bad to fuck it up, because it's
the
that
story's
strong
there,
a storyline
the
in the comic
there
is that, you'd have to do a really bad job to mess it up.
It could be done
well. I suppose so, but
if I directed one, fucking hell, that would be Mary Poppins.
And how would it come to the chance that you were directing an episode of
Walking Dead? Hold on a minute,
I'm getting emotional.
Do you realise that we are on the third episode and we are worldwide massive megastars now?
And
then we could get offered at any time, any of us, to direct
Walking Dead. That's like, I'm ready for it.
We're so good at directing a podcast.
We all started this to be megastars.
If I hear this, I'll think, listen to that really great professional job they've done.
Pissed up English blokes rambling on about films.
If they listen to this, they'd say, that guy that's just done the Mary Poppins impression could easily do a Southern American accent.
They'd have to be really, really on their last legs to think, I know who could get to direct this, one of those pissed up English twats.
Well, listen,
that podcast.
Mentioning accents, man, that is my first problem.
If Darabont or Kirkman's listening, I will happily direct episode 87.
Don't let him!
But anyway, accent.
I didn't notice the accent.
I thought it was weak. Rick's accent.
It's slipping out of accent.
It wasn't convincing for me. It was like he was having to try to do it. Whereas the other guy, I forget the actor's name, the black guy that plays Morgan, is it? He's British as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's British, man.
Okay.
British actor. And his, well, his
can they not get any American
Lenny James.
Actors in America anymore?
Lenny James.
Yeah, some guy sent us a comment, and well, not the guy that sent us a comment, but Lenny James. He didn't say, I played the black man and I was great. Just somebody said Lenny James.
What is it with the Americans? Can they not get any of their own actors to do?
I think their actors aren't good enough.
What's going on there?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
Who are they
going
to get a play? Chevy fucking Chase.
Yeah.
What they did do, though, they noticed that
National Lampoon's Walking
with Dead Day Out.
Is that his professional middle name, Chevy fucking Chase?
Chevy okay. Fuck you in the face, Chase.
Chevy effing Chase.
But yeah, they did with the casting for Walking Dead. They've also tried to get people who look like the characters in the comic
book.
Yeah,
that's a good point, yeah.
There's a poster on the website where they've
and they happen to be British, most of them.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether that's why, but they've got the actors lined up, and then opposite to that, the same with the characters from the cartoon. And it's amazing how they look alike, you know. They've obviously cast it for that.
I mean, like Simo was saying earlier, I don't know if you noticed, but the black guy had a tattoo of a woman on his arm, and it looked like his wife, but it does, sort of like in a zombie form. I didn't know. It was one of the shots.
We're having the shower.
Have you seen it?
Station.
Study some naked dude's tattoos.
Yeah. He's like, oh, black man's arm.
Kept rewinding it all the time. Yeah,
that wasn't his arm.
King Dong of the Viet Cong's back already.
Oh my lord.
But yeah, he had a tattoo of like a.
And it was a zombie wife.
It looked like it, didn't it?
It looks like it.
Yeah, I'll say
really?
So. Yeah.
That's another bit I didn't understand. Why?
Why?
When he goes to shoot his wife.
You don't.
Why is he shooting other zombies first? Because that just attracts them all to the house, or is that?
Well,
the
that was why he was.
He's trying to attract his wife to the house.
Bit of target practice as well. You couldn't resist it, could you? Yeah. Really, you know, if you had a gun and that, yeah, you'd have to have a go, wouldn't you? Really, it'd be like being at the funfair. Yeah, you think it's a bit like ducks, but a bit more fleshy.
It is.
Zombie ducks
in the barrel.
Yeah,
like.
A bit more fleshy than a plastic duck.
What would you win though?
Probably a big gorgonite.
Goldfish. A gorgonite?
Yeah.
The fuck's a gorgonite?
It's an Australian version of a coconut.
You're talking shit.
Oh, thank you.
An Australian coconut is called a gorgonite.
Yeah.
That's brilliant, though.
Look it up. He's got his iPad there. He can sort it out.
Oh. Don't forget your facts corner, sir.
Oh.
Are we still no facts?
There's no facts
about
Walking Dead.
There must be facts.
Surely
it's factless.
Well, on the second part, we will have facts.
Yes, we will.
Let me down easy.
The only thing
Lord.
We cats. Could cat, cat, cat.
Could cat say?
Could cat say?
Oh, you cad.
Is.
Oh, you cad.
Is how well it's done on the TV in America.
Oh, that's a brilliant fact.
Yes,
that,
which is
art. 5.6 million fucking viewers, isn't it, man?
It's got the best showing for any
fucking viewers, not just viewers.
Yeah,
it's actually copulating while it's on. Yeah.
If you have sex,
that's what he was doing when the shower scene was on.
Yeah.
That must be at least two for each fucking though.
Well, look.
It tells me I'm bringing the tone down, and how often has he said the dreaded F word in the last few minutes? Everything. Even Chevy Chase could not escape having fucking as part of his name.
Chevy effing Chase. But no, yeah, the figures were fantastic. Only 5.6 million.
That's incredible, and that's the best they've done.
It's talking about America here. Isn't their average viewing something like 40 million?
Yeah, this is a pilot of an episode on AMC.
Well, on a cable channel.
Figures for a pilot.
I was going to say, there's something like 24 get about 30 million viewers or something.
Yeah, but that's
24 million viewers.
Pilot, did it? I mean,
80 billion viewers.
That was in million billion series, wasn't it? Or 8 series when it finished.
Do I look like an executive for Fox?
Well, why are you asking the question
up then?
Yeah.
You're like, what are you talking about?
But we do have a few comments from people in America, and the
let's hear them.
Shall we start with the comments?
Yes.
I'd like to thank everybody for sending them in. Right, the first one is off Tony Hodges.
Tony Hodges,
he's the man.
He's got his own little scene.
I think they should
Tony
all have
Hodges
their own
theme.
This is Tony Hodges. This is your
so
theme.
So, the Tony Hodges theme goes, I think we need to elaborate that a bit more than Tony Hodges.
He's our man.
No, it's not bad. Okay, yeah. No, I like it. No, it's quite catchy.
Right, after three, then 1, 2, 3.
Tony Hodges, he's our man.
This is what he said. Yep, I'm in the States and I saw it last Sunday night.
You
can't
do a voice. You can't read them out in your own voice.
His own voice is awful, isn't it? It's so common.
Do a voice, man.
Fucking common. Come on, you've been...
Me, Common?
Cad. Okay, listen, guys.
He is American. I'm not going to read it out in an American accent because I'm not going to. I'm going to read it out in a British accent. Yep, I am in the States and I saw it last Sunday night.
Yep.
In fact, I live in the same state in which it was mostly filmed.
Ooh.
Nice. Also, not too far from where they filmed The Crazies. Excellent. I am looking forward.
Does he mean the remake? Or
no, he means you when he was over there.
Okay.
He says, I am looking forward to more episodes.
Oh, well, we all are.
So we all are, yes.
When are they going to get to the prison? That's what I want to know. Is that going to happen in this first
series?
They might
cancel it.
Well, actually, no. Before they even get there, man. No, because there's six initial episodes.
Is that all six?
Six Harbinger of Doom? Let's cancel it.
That's not a season. Six
I know, but
episodes.
No, that was just six initial episodes. Now they've seen the reaction and they're filming more. They're doing 13.
They panicked.
13 in the first season.
Oh, that could be bad.
They're starting filming next week. Next year, sorry, next week. And there's talk that there's going to be a second season as well, but that's not been confirmed yet.
Well, they've asked me to direct
13 episodes.
If there's a second, they've asked me to direct one, so I says yeah.
What is this fantasy that you've got with directing Walking
Dead? It's a zombie fantasy.
Right. Every man has a dream.
Well, no, what we'll do, right?
It's better than having a Batman fantasy like what you do.
Batty-man. But what we'll do, we shall recreate The Walking Dead episode one as selves and then put it on YouTube, just the four of us.
Yeah?
Oh yeah,
I'm
of course
sure
we will
commit to that, man.
Yeah. I'm not sure he shouldn't be committed.
You're filming it.
Who's got a tank?
It's just the way I'm sitting.
We've got a fish tank.
Got a fish tank, yeah.
So what do we think about the zombies?
I thought the zombies were rather good, sir. Yes. I mean, Greg Nicotero is fantastic, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Greg Nicotero is our hero.
He is our hero, Greg Nicotero.
Could that be another little scene?
He gets fucked off drinking Coke Zero.
He likes a bit of the chocolate hero.
Hey. Oh, dear. But anyway, yeah, I mean,
they were great zombies.
The thing is, if nobody out there has seen it, if you go on YouTube and type in...
who would not have seen it? Surely everyone has
every
seen it.
Every time we come on the podcast, you run to that. People. So, if you go on there and type in Making of Bicycle Girl, the effects for the actual actress, because like you were saying earlier on, they chose somebody that was really gaunt and, you know, not yourself.
You.
Yeah, but the makeup effects and how they created her,
yeah,
it's good. But then when you actually see it,
it's
in
boring.
In the program itself,
it's not interesting at all.
When you see it in the program itself, you know, it's completely different.
Yeah,
it
ruins
fantastic.
It if you do that. Don't do that. Ruins it.
Just a note for the listeners: Rob here is trying to be subversive.
Yeah, there's
actually,
always
just coming
one.
Across as a bit of a knob.
Yeah, that's the story of my life. I am the knob anti-Christ anarchist.
Yeah, he is
the knobarchist.
He is the Damien of this show.
Oh. The knobarchist.
Who kissed a knob?
Knobarchist. I think I saw that in the 80s at some point.
What, the knobarchist.
Yeah. Oh, except follow up to The Exorcist.
I think King Dong of the Viet Cong was starring in it.
This got an underlying porn theme to this night's podcast.
You'd probably want to direct it the way you've been going on.
Can
I direct it? Where is it? Let me do it.
It's probably all the North Korean porn we've been watching.
You have?
No.
iPod flicker.
Don't drag me down with your North Korean porn. I'd prefer the Eastern.
Look, we don't want to know your porn preferences.
East Korean porn. Yes.
Shall we move on? We do have another comment off of Facebook. God bless you.
Hi.
Hey.
This is off.
Who? Silicon Walker?
No. Susan Nallum.
Pardon what?
Okay.
Can you say that again, please?
Susan Nallum.
Okay.
We've got to do a theme tune.
Yeah, this is going to be confusing. Let's have a bit of. We'll have a bit of percussion for the Susan Nallum.
Right. Susan Nallum. Susan Nallum. Like Walking Dead. Susan Nallum.
That was shit, wasn't it?
That was all right.
Am I reading this one out as well then?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, well, why, if you want, man, I'll read one out if you want.
Can you read?
Yes. No.
Yeah?
Try not to sound so patronising this time.
Thanks.
It's all right, but the last one did.
So the word in my ear off the producer saying I'm a prick. Okay.
That's what we've all been thinking.
Listen, right. Okay, Susan Nallum. Yes.
Behave.
Yes, I saw the episode of The Walking Dead. This is going to get some comments, this is, right?
Okay,
right. Well,
listen with it. Bit of controversy.
Yes, I saw the episode of The Walking Dead. It was not close to what I expected because the intensity could have been better.
Oh.
And sometimes the situations around the characters wasn't real. But it is better than any TV series out there.
I wonder what they mean.
Comments, isn't it?
Well,
I would agree. It got a bit slow.
Yeah.
It did slow down towards the
middle.
But
the comic is, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but the comic does slow down.
It's building characters, you know.
Yeah,
that's
nothing
what it's
happens sometimes.
I saw another comment. I saw another comment about the initial discussion.
I'm reading that one next.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not. No, go on.
No, about the it's not. I don't think I read it somewhere else. But about the initial conversation between Rick and his partner, I forget the guy's name, the actor's name, and how that was didn't need.
It dragged on a bit. Yeah.
It dragged on, but that's setting the whole scene for what happens later on. Yeah. I'm not going to say
because Rick,
just in case
Rick,
people haven't seen it.
I was thinking, you woke up, you think, what the fuck's going on? A black man got me tied to the bed.
He's off again. What is wrong with him? He's got this weird beard compulsion.
Not the first time this week.
You've been shot by a lunatic in a
bed. Did this happen to you last Monday as well? A black man tied to the bed.
Hold on, you've been shot by a lunatic.
Lunatic
or two in a crashed up car, right?
Yes.
And then you wake up tied to a bed by a black man.
Yeah, so, and then
we're also missing out. He got twatted in the face with a shovel.
With a spade as well.
Yeah.
And he woke up.
Which I have to say, I loved the sound of that when he.
Good sound, brother. That was, yeah, it sounded good.
Yeah, it sounded
and the whole hospital incident as well. We've not even talked about that yet.
What was that?
The hospital.
I think I went for a piss at that point.
So we've got to say, what was first? 28 Days Later or Walking Dead comic book?
Well, which was first? David Triffids. David Triffids was first.
Of course, yeah.
He was blind.
Everyone was blind, which is different.
Yeah, but he was in hospital. He'd had an operation and missed the whole meteor shower thing.
True, yeah.
That's where it comes from. Shit.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
But so I believe the comic was before 28 Days Later. No,
but I did see on the internet.
Wasn't it?
I mean,
no, 28 Days Later was 2002 and the comic was 2003.
That's a fact. Oh, cool.
Really?
Come on, hit him with the theme.
With the theme.
Well, his logo. Logo?
His logo.
He's hit him with his logo. Fat Corner.
All right. Anyway, that should have been the intro for Simo's Fact Corner. But yeah,
it's pre-ejaculated. He's facting it.
Yeah, it was the Day of the Triffids, which is the original one. Like I say,
and there's probably stories before that. Yeah. But I mean, that's the first that I could.
That was British comedian and EastEnders star Mike Reed's favourite film. Was.
Wallop.
Yes, it was.
Run around.
Yes, yeah. It was Day of the
Triffids. I've turned right cockney tonight, I know, Mary Poppins.
Right cockney.
I wasn't paged up the stage.
He did totally fuck up my
cork
act.
Cork in my mouth. Who did?
Carry on. Reed. Never mind. Yeah, he did, yeah. When he tied me to the bed, he fucked my anecdotes. My anecdotes never recovered from that.
Oh, Lord.
It's gone. It's gone silly.
Gone already.
It's gone silly. Anyway, so, yes, I would agree, you know, it is better than any TV series out there.
Oh, well, that's just a rubbish comment. What, any TV series out there? Where's out there? What, in space, in the ether, on Mars? What kind of a comment's that?
Thank you for sending it in. It's who I am. I do apologise.
We do value your contribution.
Yes. I fucking don't.
You do. Yes, but it's not yours, it's mine.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. Angry Man.
It's not as good as Nick Deal or No Deal, is it?
How dare you spend time writing to us on this show, you fuckwits. Love you all. Anyway.
We don't mean it.
On to the next one. Ken Harrelson. Yeah. Ken Harrelson.
Ken Harrelson.
Ken Harrelson. What's his name? What's his brother?
Yeah. This is a new feature. This is fabulous. It's Ken Harrelson.
Yeah. No, man.
What's his name? Ken Harrelson.
Ken Harrelson.
I can't wait for somebody with a name.
Oh, Ken Harrelson.
He's the man. He's the one. He's the star. Oh.
Ken Harrelson. This is his comment. I really liked it. I think they were very true to the original work and didn't shrink away from the gore or subject matter.
Is anyone listening to him?
Yes. What? Hey, hold on. We're having a conversation over there.
Sorry.
Behave yourself. Hello.
Simo's chatting up the ladies.
Ooh.
Right.
Well, it's first time for everything.
This is a message.
Real ones, anyway.
Yes, they aren't inflatable, Sim. Leave them alone. This is a message from Ken Harrelson.
Ooh, no, don't do the theme again.
Right. Right, I really liked it. I think they were very true.
Can the two of us may live no more?
Why the shit are we?
Oh, okay, carry on. Jeez, I apologise, Ken. It's hard for me.
Is that why you're sitting like that?
Yeah, I really liked it.
His name was Ken.
He was a showgirl. descended into chaos. Ken, you shouldn't have sent this comment in, but you did.
What have you done to us, Ken?
Yeah. I really liked it. No, let me just fucking read it.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked it, right? He really liked it.
Good.
I think they were very true to the original work and didn't shrink away from the gore or subject matter like network TV would here in the States. Cool. My only complaint is that
everyone's got a grumble.
Yeah. My only complaint is that like most of the shows, they felt they had to hire non-Southerners to play the parts.
Mm. We don't want them dang non-Southerners on our show.
Unlike
them
other shows,
Nancy boys, them non-Southerners.
Listen.
Sorry.
Unlike other shows, they got the accents right. So good job. Apologise, the producer just headed onto the stairs. How's your face?
He's trying to take a photo, shut up.
He got to working on this show.
So anyway,
everyone ends up headbutting the stairs.
So that's Ken Harrelson's comment. And they didn't shrink away from the gore, did they, at all?
No, no.
The subject matter.
I was actually, that was the next
thing. Shrink from the gore, shrink from the gore.
No, plenty of blood.
It was, and because with that, the opening scene with the little girl getting shot. I mean, I know obviously you're saying they was going to do it, but for the start of a brand new series, to start off with a little girl getting shot is quite sort of intense.
Quite hardcore, isn't it?
Did the little girl get shot?
Yeah.
Not again.
The girl got shot?
Oh no, shit.
Where is that scene actually from?
That's not in the comic, is it?
I don't remember it in the comic.
I can't remember the comic.
Like we said, wasn't it? It was great that they did.
The fuck's going on?
A little bit from the comic.
Yeah.
And then. New stuff.
Is there a bomb about to go off?
Somebody called Jack Bauer. Jim Dunks. Jim Dunks.
Is that a 24 starter?
The fighting takes place between 1100 and 1200 hours.
Jack, the president's been kidnapped and the world's going to blow up. There's a hurricane, a tidal wave.
Jesus Lord.
Jim Dunks. Jim Dunks.
Yeah, but was it not in the comic book, the original?
No, that wasn't. No.
But like you say, it was a great way to start it. It was
shocking, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
it was shocking.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even think about it. I just watched it and thought, oh, okay,
you
that's
don't
cool.
think about it, no, unless it's somebody not on a BBC fucking sofa in the morning at 8:30, do you?
That did shock me.
Oh, God, Sean's gone.
Red sofa.
Sean had vanished. People in America won't know what that means, but trust me, it's serious.
It's apocalyptic.
Yes.
Next comment.
My mistakes.
Next comment.
I like these comments. I'm liking this
Facebook
section of the show.
What have you got to play with now?
Pam Breer.
Pam Breer.
Pam Breer. Oh.
Pam Breer. Pam Breer.
Fantastic.
Who's also known on the Cadaver Lab forums because she's involved
Queen
in the Cadaver Lab.
Yeah.
Florida Possum.
Florida Possum.
Florida Possum, bless her.
She does.
Yeah, right. So Florida Possum. She's a girl that's got him. Woo! Florida Possum. She's a girl that's got him.
Yes, she has.
Marvellous.
So she says, you're absolutely right, it is wonderful, I have nothing bad to say about it. I've learned to appreciate contribution to the zombie genre without picking it apart totally. I found that I enjoy it and appreciate things a lot more.
Yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that should be a very positive comment.
That could be written in a greeting. She should write greetings cards.
Yeah.
And she would write all lovely little words for Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas is great.
To Robert Kirkman.
You'd
be a bit mad if you brought a Christmas card and it said, appreciate zombie movies more, wouldn't you?
Man, that's a Christmas card I want. Yeah.
I'd have it.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
Send them over to us. We'll have a Christmas
Send
card.
Us your zombie Christmas cards.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Pan Christmas. You're kind of celebrating a zombie in any case, aren't you?
That's true.
Yeah,
Vehicle Baby Jeepers.
Well, was he the original
zombie?
He was a zombie.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Jesus, was
they
he?
They came back to
what
life, didn't
they?
Did
zombie?
He even exist?
Oh, controversial.
The Christians are coming down on us now.
The tea party will be after you.
Praise the Lord. But anyway, Pam, thanks for that. That's top comment.
Cheers, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
Next
love you,
one.
Pam.
Thank you, Pam, for all those years of love.
Thanks, Pam, for the little
Lord above.
Grand that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pam.
I think the art
for the syphilis. No.
That's your personal thing with Pam. Anyway, the next one is Tony Hodges again.
Yeah. Tony Hodges. Oh,
yeah, it's a bit of a cockney knees up for Tony. Oh,
Tony Hodges. He's a bloody geezer. Tony Hodges. He's a bloody geezer.
Tony Hodges.
Sells Paris Denmark.
Oh, Tony Hodges is our man.
He does tomorrow.
Freestyling.
Freestyling.
He's freestyling Cockney. Tony Hodges, dot full Hodges.
Oi, Tony! Hey. Have you got a cabbage?
Three or four.
Next up, Tony Hodges.
Next up, Tony Hodges. Tony,
anyway.
Never get the feeling you've gone on a bit too long.
Yeah, no, probably, yeah. No, we'll cut that.
Four bananas, a pen. Right, yeah. Tony Hodges says, I like the effects and anticipate the scripts will get better. American versions of British shows stroke movies don't tend to work out as well, in my opinion. The Office being an exception.
Tony is a wanker.
Tony, come over here and kick his ass. He's only joking. It will be interesting to follow the American Southern Sheriff version of 28 Days Later stroke Dawn of Death.
I bet it fucking would.
Listen. Do you know the last thing he says? Tony Hodges, the man that sent two fucking messages in. I really appreciate it. Right, you're a fucking top man. Listen to him. He had a PS like the podcast.
He had a PS.
No, listen.
He had a PS. I just done one of
no,
those.
No, listen. PS like the podcast.
Oh,
not anymore. We've lost.
Thanks for that, Rob. That's Rob. Another listener.
Mouthy bastard.
You've lost a listener.
Yeah, we've lost a listener. Thank you very much.
Oh, Tony, what can I say? I apologise from the bottom of my heart to you, Tony.
He will send you a card with an apology in the lock of hair.
Send me your address and I will send you an apologetic card.
Yes, with a lock of his hair.
Yeah, I'll send you a pew.
Made up to Tony.
Inside the card.
Tony's a top man, don't fuck with the tone.
Yeah.
A big rubber pew.
That sort of name is like a Goodfellas kind of name, isn't it?
Hodges. Tony Hodges.
Is it? What?
Not really.
Sounds like a snooker. You're quite old, then.
Don't start on him again, he likes the podcast.
Oh, I like snooker!
He might have. Who knows?
Tony, email me up or Facebook me up and tell me if you like snooker.
Mm.
And thank you very much for both your comments.
Yes, he's loving it.
Right, this is from
Donald Lukey.
Donald Ochipinti.
Oh, he's the man. Fun with this one.
Oh, come on, yes, Donald
Ochipinti.
Yes.
He's the top. He's the one that sent me the monster pictures of the week.
Oh, fantastic!
He's a great man. Yeah. Donald Ochipinti.
Hang on, they're all starting to sound the same. We need to go for a more abstract for Donald Ochipinti. I think we should go for a bit of a Brian Eno style, a kind of synthy
jazz.
Yeah, 1974.
Like a 10cc kind of Godly and Cream.
Yeah, what was that about Godly and Cream?
Oh, we've got music for Donald.
Donald.
Oh,
Ochipinti.
Donald.
Scratching it.
Scratching it.
Donald.
Ochipinti.
Donald.
Scratch.
Thank you for your comment.
Marvellous.
I like the bit of scat.
Oh, thank you.
I've heard that rumour.
I've just finished watching The Walking Dead about 5 minutes ago. It has caught my attention. A lot of people compare it to George A. Romero, but I see more of a resemblance to the Stephen King miniseries type movies like The Stand.
Oh, that was rubbish. Did you see that? The Stand. It was
Let me finish.
That was the worst.
Let me finish.
The book's brilliant, but that TV series was absolutely.
It just went on too long.
It shouldn't have went on at all. It
Your
should
Honor,
have gone off.
Can I please finish
rubbish.
Donald's comments?
Yes.
Sorry.
Thank you. I like the characters also. I think this will be a big hit. I feel bad for the one half of the zombie crawling on the grass. Bless her.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any previews for next week's show.
She's getting her own show.
Shut up. I haven't seen any previews for next week's
show. Zombie show.
But can hardly wait to see what happens next. Awesome. Five stars.
Fantastic.
He's a man.
It's going to be a limited formula, but she's going to do her best.
But it is that bit with
the doing a quiz show. Price is Right. That's what she's going to say.
He's off again.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know. But that's the one where you do get that sort of emotion thing with the bicycle girls on moon, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I was very emotional at that point.
Shoot her in the head. That was my emotion.
No, it is, though. I mean, when he goes back.
Yeah, he's just horrible, isn't he?
The thing that
grabbed me was when he comes out of the hospital and he's walking through the corpses.
Oh, there's shitloads of
them. Yeah, there's all the flies around. It's ones that have been put down before they turn into zombies or whatever.
Obviously.
That was a bit where it first got sort of.
A bit grim.
Hang on, this is really actually quite good. The car crash at the start.
Yeah.
Okay, the opening scene's good, but the real sort of opening first.
And I like the way they did it in the trailer on the car crash. I don't know if you noticed, but they only showed one guy shooting.
Yeah,
they
did,
didn't they?
Yeah.
But then the actual show, when it was actually here, there's actually two guys in the car, which they never showed you on the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was like a surprise thing for the show.
And that whole sequence is filmed brilliantly.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
The sort of in-car view.
The car following it. It's very sort of like that, you know, the Mad Max. Sort of like the camera on the side of the car,
yes,
all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like Tarantino's like
death proof stuff and all that, you know what I mean? But that was brilliant, man. That was really, really good.
And then from that into the hospital scene was just, I thought, well, that's when I thought this is going to be great.
He wakes up and the flowers are dead and stuff and that, and he's having that blue,
it's just like strength
and stuff. Yeah,
it,
yeah, big
time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm agreeing, it's great, yeah. I've got nothing else to say, except yes.
But the thing, grateful, man.
No, yeah,
be grateful. I'm
quiet.
Oh, God, what's going on? Is he dead? Shit.
He's dead.
What have I said?
Wake up.
What have I said?
So what about the gore then? Were we happy with level of gore?
Yeah, I think so, because it's about the same almost the same level as the comic book, isn't it? The comic book's not over the top, it's all about the characters, isn't it?
Man, Jesus, what it was.
Later on.
But bits are, later on.
Certainly later on, it's more than over the top.
But I'm saying, when I read the first one, you know, it's about, it's about the same.
I mean, really, if you think about it, for the first hour, there's not a lot of zombies in it, really, is
there?
For
an hour?
No, it's on for an hour and about
10 minutes, isn't it? An hour and 10.
15 minutes, you don't really get a lot of zombies until the very end.
The mass sort of zombies.
There's a scene where like, he goes round the corner and goes, and like you said, you went, fucking hell. And
that's brilliant. Up to the it's just about the characters.
I love the fact that he was on the horse as well. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I know he was going to get on the horse, obviously, from reading the graphic.
Yeah.
Seeing it still, it was still like, oh, wow, he has got on the horse.
Favourite scene, then.
But that was another horrible scene when he goes to the...
I like the scene in the hospital where the door is being, and it says, don't open the door.
Because in the graphic novel, you actually see the door's open, he sees all the dead in there.
See, I was going to reread it because it's years ago.
I had a quick look at it in Forbidden Planet the other morning. I was in Forbidden Planet and it was empty, so I just thought, well, I'll have a look at the first one. I'm not going to go into the story about how I lost track of The Walking Dead because of a certain person that's sitting too far away.
Your fault, that.
It's your fault.
So yours is the door comic for the pauper's
That was
Rob. Every comic in the world is my fault.
Is it? I have to crawl into
how
the
How long are you
going to
try and get away without one?
Oh, anyway, bringing it back round.
Oh, you're good at that.
Right, your favourite
scene. He's a hustler.
Your favourite scene's the doors bang. What's your favourite scene?
That wasn't my favourite scene. My favourite scene, probably.
Yes, your favourite scene. So
the door's banging.
I've changed. My favourite scene is probably.
Was a favourite scene?
Yeah, it was a bit shit, wasn't it? Well, it's probably the bit with the calling zombie. Host surprises, right? That was probably my favourite.
Oh, really? Bicycle Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're calling her?
That's what she's called.
That's what she's called in the
Bicycle
comics.
Girl.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
In Inix a bike, don't they? The bastard. Although she can't pedal because she's got no legs.
I was going to say, she'd have a problem on that bike, wouldn't she? She's having a problem just on the ground in general. Yeah. Never mind riding a bike.
But I like the way that they did that.
They'd never pass a drive in a car.
No, but I like the way that they did that and they actually went back and rather than saying, oh, she's still there.
She'd actually gone. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that was really good.
She crawled off.
Exactly.
She did quite well. She was a bit like a tortoise in that.
Yeah. She'd gone away, hadn't she? Really?
Tortoises can do that. They can go for miles, you know. Then our neighbour had one, and he lived about five gardens away, and his tortoise was always in our garden.
Five gardens away? That's fucking miles.
It is, yeah.
Is it four?
His tortoise was always in our garden, but for a tortoise, that's miles. If he would have kept
fences.
It had like a catapult thing that it made itself. Yeah, it used to like eject itself over
a slingshot.
Yeah, a bit of a tortoise slingshot.
Favourite scene.
Very difficult.
I was about to say, if he had have kept a zombie girl in the garden, she would have probably ended up in our garden as well, crawling around. Probably.
Chasing the tortoise.
Come on down.
Yeah. Anyway, Sim,
I do agree with you with Bicycle Girl, but I would say on the horse when he's in the sitter, when he goes round the corner,
and that's
the moment when he goes, whoa, then it's boom, and then they're all.
He goes, what?
Boom.
Boom.
He goes, boom.
In a really dramatic way, he goes, boom.
And that's when it.
Yeah,
it's
it
like,
kicks in.
Oh
it's
my
like,
yeah. Fucking God.
You don't realise that. Nova, favourite scene?
My favourite scene is the very last one.
Well,
the panning up from the tank. Fantastic. It's lifted from the comic, obviously.
But
the pan you don't get in the comic, do you? I don't think. But it's just, that's when the full scale of it comes in. Really, you realise that this is a nationwide, you know, event. You know, the zombies are everywhere.
Well,
that's when you get the full scale of it. So for me, that's my favourite.
My favourite scene is
Johnny T's favourite scene.
I'll ask you myself because it's my show. Fuck off. My favourite scene.
Oh, that stings.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, that's smart.
No, my favourite scene is the one where the
Lenny James, black guy, is looking through, Rick, isn't it, is looking through the eye hole on the door.
Oh yeah.
And the woman zombie comes up, the people.
Wifey.
Yeah,
yeah, she comes up and she's turning the handle and stuff. It's really, you know, that's a good build up
because she remembers.
There's so many good scenes.
Oh, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, we've just described like four different ones each, you know.
That's brilliant that we're talking about an episode of a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like a fantastic film. We're talking about one episode so far.
We've got five more.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, fantastic.
I only hope they can keep the standard up.
Anyway, last comment on...
Oh, go on, let's have a comment. Then let's talk about problems, issues with it. I've got a problem with
it. Is that his comment?
Yeah, Gav. He's a man.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Gav. Hey,
Gav.
Hey,
Gav.
Hey, Gav.
Gav. What's his name? Gav needs to thank you.
Gav, yeah, Gavin Jennings. Come on then.
Gavin Jennings.
You almost started it and he was
Gavin Jennings.
That was it.
Sounds like it needs a sort of piano led Oscar Wilde type thing. Or we could have rap.
Drop it up.
That's the only sample he's got. That's all we keep getting the rap.
Drop.
Beats.
No, drop.
I think we need a bit more of a kind of.
You got any
Noel Coward-y.
Yeah,
Right,
we're rounding up, we're getting to that.
The discussion, the comment off Gavin Jennings. Ready? Hi John, me and the missus have just finished watching the premiere episode.
Just finished washing?
So that's just been
rounding.
Sorry.
Look, this is a long one, so
Saboteur.
Please let me,
oh yeah,
you please let with it, me yeah. pass. Hi John, me and the missus have just finished watching the premiere episode and the verdict is very good, excellent in fact. I can safely say that most of my fears around the series being converted to TV have been laid to rest, pun intended. He's on the ball, isn't he? The acting was first rate, the visual effects were on par with any big budget movie, and the gore factor was also very satisfying.
Big budget movie.
Particularly for a TV show. The script was well paced and faithful enough to the original source material.
Can you imagine him reading the news?
Why? Yeah, well, I wouldn't get interrupted like this, would I? This is the news. Right then. Sorry, Gavin.
That's what you said to him a few weeks ago. He's never forgiven you.
What? I shall start from this bit again.
Yes.
The acting was first rate, the visual effects were on par with any big budget movie, and gore factor was also satisfying, particularly for a TV show. The script was well paced and faithful enough to the original source material, while still allowing the show to have a life of its own. Which it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic.
True.
I particularly enjoyed the extra scene where the father returns home with a sniper rifle and he's taking shots at zombies but simply cannot bring himself to shoot his wife.
We've all been there.
Yeah, the scene had great emotion and the kind of character death that I haven't seen since watching the first Dawn of the Dead all those years ago. Yeah, he's the man. Lenny James played the scene perfectly.
He did.
And not Sid James.
He'd have made a right mess of it, wouldn't he?
And it's a shame that his character is unlikely to appear in future episodes. Which might not do, yeah.
Oh, well, we can't say, can we?
No, I liked him.
Those
well,
of us who know what happens in the comic book.
Yeah. He also says, kudos to FX, which is the British TV channel, to deciding to air the episode as a director intended with no ad breaks.
Oh.
Show with no ad breaks, top stuff.
I didn't even watch it on when it was on FX.
No, I meant to. Yeah. But more channels need to take note and do this. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that this series is only a meagre 6 episodes, but you can clearly see that the makers have spent the money in production quality rather than limiting themselves for the sake of more episodes. Hopefully the popularity will guarantee more budget for the next season. All in all, a superb effort and the outlook for the rest of the series is very hopeful. 9 out of 10.
Gavin James. Yes, nice one, Gavin.
But it is though, isn't it?
It's it's true, man.
It is very, very true. Because
it was a bit of a boring comment, but it's
you're off the get on ya.
I mean, I was falling asleep halfway through that. Did you ask him to send a novel in? Please send us your novels.
Can I finish this again?
Can you just say
please write us an essay.
Can I say
Jesus,
again?
Is he up to get into university with that or something?
Gav, take notice. Listen, He did say afterwards, he sent me another message and he says, please.
He can't get enough of it, can he? He just loves it. He's there all night typing away.
We'll finish this fucker. He said, please feel free to use any part or all of it. And I decided, being the show's name, to use all of it. So it's my fault, not his fault.
I have a dream!
Yeah, so thank you, Gavin. And all the
thank
points
you.
Are very, very
thank
valid.
Thank you very much. Yes, Gavin, that was fantastic.
God bless you, sir. We
you,
love you, Gavin.
You are the man for that. Yes. But it is like, you say, the effects and the gore and stuff.
I didn't say it.
Is it?
He's not said anything about it. He didn't like it.
No,
he's
it is.
Just beginning.
It is on par with any kind of, you know, Hollywood production.
Absolutely.
That's been whatever, isn't it? So.
But that's what a lot of people have been saying recently, hasn't it?
Yeah.
TV is probably a lot better than cinema at the
TV
moment.
Is the future of TV.
Yes, indeed. Mm.
TV is the future of cinema.
Exactly, it is, right.
You're right there, Mr. No.
He's finding rods and placing
fishing. Doing the spots of fishing.
Oh, mate, ignore me, man. The computer's just getting a bit hot.
So, yeah.
Now. So, yeah, sure. Has anybody got any problems with it? Well, I mean, we all love it, obviously. Everybody loves it. Every comment
well,
I've seen about it is positive. But any negatives? Any problems?
Yeah. I've got some old negatives in a box if you want to go through them.
Ooh!
No. 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 I can't fault you. I can't.
Yeah, you can't fault anything.
Yeah. I've got one.
I watched Basil Brush show the other day.
Oh, did you?
Apart from what we spoke of earlier.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Like.
Right then, let's.
I'm waiting for Rob's joke. We've got to hear Rob's joke.
No, Basil Brush. It's not at all.
Oh.
I think I've got no follow up on Basil Brush.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
So I've watched it once.
My issue.
And I've got nothing, so I think this bit will be handed over to Neutron 69 and Johnny Nova.
Well, I've got one issue that I've got two actually.
Go on then.
I've got three. Accent is number one, I've already mentioned that.
See, I didn't. Yeah.
It bugs me. It's not good enough.
Oh.
Number two
it's not
is,
my fault.
I know it's not your fault, sir. I don't blame you.
We went to the episode I direct, that'll be fucking spot on.
That'll be spot on. Accents.
We can't wait to see that.
Are we talking Cockney?
No, issue number two, the last scene, or towards the end, where he's under the tank, he's getting chased by zombies. He reaches for his gun.
It's
about to put it to his head, apologises to his wife and kid, looks up, and there's a hatch into the tank. In the previous shots, when you see him crawling under the tank, no hatch. The bottom of the tank is completely smooth. There's no hatch anywhere. I know it's a small detail. I know I'm being very picky.
Lack of hatch,
lack of hatch
but, you know,
can ruin a man.
It bugged me. And I wanted to reread the comic to see how it, you know, it's portrayed there.
Well, that's not in the comic, is it?
Isn't it? How does he get in the tank in the comic?
There is no tank in the comic, is
there?
There is.
There's a tank.
We all like to have a good time.
The guy takes him to the top of the building, doesn't he, in the comic?
Does he? It's years ago since I read it, man, so I wouldn't like to say.
Then again, and we are back with not knowing a film.
Yeah, exactly, we're just doing it randomly.
Everybody
knows.
Has anybody watched this film?
Third and final issue.
Go on then.
Is with that great shot, my favourite scene from the whole thing, when it's zooming out from said tank. You see all the zombies. The most god awful damn music comes on.
Yeah,
I've heard
is
it.
That music?
What
that
the
comes
fuck
on?
Was that music, man?
I didn't like that music.
Didn't
no.
fit at
no,
all.
It
should have
stuck with what they had on the trailer.
Exactly.
Which was concerning, gone and shining.
Yeah,
that was good.
The
Walker Brothers. Fantastic, yeah.
Or just the main theme tune at the start. That was great, you know.
So do we know
sound.
What that was?
No idea.
I'm sure everybody out there listening will
I
probably
think somebody
go
did
oh
put
it was
a comment on there.
Some really bad American kind of rock
yeah,
band.
Some shitty thing was yeah. roped yeah. in because yeah. some of you know record companies got involved or something like that.
What you could hear in your awful, head man. At that point, so what I could hear in my head is that classic bit of music from 28 Days Later that's used in loads of films.
That's the one.
Yeah, I can hear some kind of funky trumpet music.
Some acid jazz. The theme from The Apprentice. You haven't got the job yet, but you're fired.
I know.
What's that about? Anyway, fuck him. But yeah, that no. Actually, I didn't have a complaint about it until you said that, and that bit of the music.
I've got no
did,
complaints.
You know.
I must say, I just enjoyed it.
You mean you
they're
like
just
that soul
thing?
Is that what you're saying? You like that?
No,
song,
yeah. no. Yeah, that
I
is a complaint.
Is.
But I could take no notes of it because I thought
you
could
ignore it. Yeah,
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 yeah
I still love it.
I just thought,
ruin it,
oh, it's some rubbish kind of American rock band.
But it left a bad taste in my mouth. I just enjoyed this 111 minutes or whatever it is of fantastic television.
And
then all of a sudden, you know, it's like the Friends theme tune.
Yeah, the emo tune.
I couldn't work out why. Who chose that?
Fucking knows.
Because they've done it so perfectly to that point.
Yeah.
And whatever complete wanker says, let's have this bit of music going on. Exactly.
I have a confession. They asked me to direct the last 2 minutes and I chose that.
I knew it. Jeez. I knew that was something
pathetically crap. You know, John. You fucked it like that, didn't you? You old cocker.
I'm sorry, Mary Poppins.
Bloody hell. He's here on IMDb.
Who is?
You is.
What?
Last 2 minutes. Johnny T.
Johnny T.
Yeah.
Don't blame us. I've ruined it for everybody. Well. Apologies to the world.
So I choose the Walker Brothers. That was an odd choice as well. I thought, and even you know, I'm seeing the show. No, I enjoyed it. I mean, I love the Walker Brothers, and I thought that was
great.
Cool,
tune. Kind of fits with
it
the lyrics well.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Sun ain't gonna shine anymore.
But every time they
make,
you know, every time somebody does that and makes a film, then chooses something like that song, I always think, oh, it's just too arsey. You know,
sort of started like
it's a bit. Oh, okay.
Bye
Bye Baby by the Bay City Rollers would have been the one.
Oh, yeah, that fit right
in. That would go there.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, summing up then.
Solitary Brother by Seal.
Good.
Summing up.
You fucked it up again.
Yeah, well, that's my second choice for the song.
You've ruined it with your Seal. Yeah.
Oh, they should have had Club Tropicana.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I'd like to hear that.
You have to get your whammy, don't you?
Yeah. Somebody with a bad stutter singing Wham.
Bad Boys.
Before you go.
What, stuttering Wham karaoke will be the thing.
It's near the end of November. Next week will be last Christmas. Anyway, yes. Sum it up then. It was fucking great. Let's roll on.
How many times have we said that tonight?
Yeah, but that's summing up.
As well.
Yeah, then John's off his head missing.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
brilliant. It looks like he's cleaning his windows.
Fucking hell, what's going on in here? I'm glad he missed the blood off the window. Saved me a job. But no, it was great.
Fantastic, we all love it.
And let's
can't
hope,
wait for the next episode.
Let's hope that it'll carry on next episode. Yes.
So what we got next then, Johnny?
So that's
T.
it, right, for that's the end of part one.
Hey,
we're not marking it then, are we then? We're not giving it.
Oh,
there's no point,
man.
No,
you know, yeah, nine out of ten.
It's great.
Who gives a fuck? But yeah. End of part one. Back with the competition winner.
Who's won?
A message or a
then, after that, we should be discussing our films.
Oh,
favourite films.
Very nice.
See you in a minute.
Thanks, bye.
It's competition time.
It's competition time.
Johnny G. It's competition time.
It's competition time.
Baby,
right then, the winner of Dark, a horror anthology.
Dark?
A horror anthology.
Dark.
Which is like, you know, thank you to everybody that entered. And the winner is, chosen at random, Donald Ocipente.
Hey,
Donald Ocipente!
Where's
he from?
Well,
New York.
New York.
New York.
New York. He was a quaffy. Donald Ocipente was a quaffy.
What do you do? Do you do this? Do you do that?
Is his name
I don't know. What
Donald
do you do?
Like.
What do you do?
What do you do? I don't know. What do you do? Donald
if he was in Nottingham,
he's going to read a book. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do.
She was like. If he lived in Nottingham, he'd be Donald Duck.
Hey.
Hey.
Help me, Duck.
Help me, Duck. But anybody that hasn't read Dark or Anthology by such great writers as Midnight Corey, Steve Wands, and Keith Latch. Go check it out, it's a brilliant book.
He's bigging up his gay friends.
Top people.
No, it's a great, great book, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's bigging up his gay lovers.
Bigging up his gay friend, bigging up his gay bum, man. Oh, God.
Hey, you're all great. You're all fantastic. And very, very well done to Donald for winning the competition.
Yes.
Well done, Donald.
Well done, sir.
We've got no applause or anything, so
we've not got a. Yeah,
oh,
no,
why don't we do our own applause?
You want to do the clap?
Hold on. Hey, everybody give Donald a clap for winning the box.
That's
another show done. We'll be back for one more before Christmas.
It's a Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special.
Deck the halls with lots of brollies.
So yeah,
are we going to talk about Christmas horror like Black Christmas and tell us in the Crypt the Great
Any
Story?
Any ideas what we should do, horror, yeah. Or yeah. Should we let the listeners send in what they think we should talk about
in your Christmas requests, and we'll just rip them to shreds mercilessly.
You rip them to shreds anyway
and take the piss in our British style.
Nice one, Governor.
Cheers, matey.
Yeah, so yes. No, if anybody's
fuck
got any
off
suggestions,
with your comments, you big gay bastards.
So, yeah. But if anybody's got any comments on what they'd like us to do for Christmas, apart from fuck off,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
I'll send you a cracker.
And the last point of the thing, has anybody seen anything good lately they'd recommend?
Walking Dead! Walking Dead's really good.
Not that rubbish.
Anything else?
Machete.
Machete is worth watching.
Oh, yes. That is absolutely worth watching. Right, yeah. Fantastic.
What's his name?
Donny Treeble.
Donny Treeble.
Can't remember.
That's him. Donny Treeble.
He's about 50. Is he 60?
He's
old. 60,
yeah, he's well. He did 15
years in a Mexican prison, didn't he?
He's a double R.
Haven't we all done that? You did 5 years in a Mexican prison.
Did I?
Yeah. You've never got over it. You see, you won't talk about it now. You won't face the fact of what you did.
Don't.
See,
don't.
I'll tell you one thing, guys. One thing you shouldn't watch. I forget the name of the film.
The Hole by.
That's great advice to tell us not to watch it, even though you can't remember the name.
No, but if you ever search for it, you'll find it. don't you ever watch? I forgot what it's called, but you'll know as soon as you hear it.
No, listen.
This is serious. I'm warning you off a terrible film. It's a film where Ron Jeremy, famous porn star,
one-eyed monster.
His dick. That is it. His dick.
No way.
His dick. Gets inhabited, taken over by aliens, goes on a killing spree. It's just terrible. It's so terrible. Actually, it's good. Watch
sounds
it. It's
fantastic.
Brilliant. It is actually brilliant. Yeah, actually, do watch brilliant. It.
That sounds like you're in 87.
One-eyed monster.
I remember them stories, folks. But so don't watch that then.
Or do watch it if you
I
like
think so you watch that, yeah. That sounds better than Walking Dead, Walking Cock.
Fantastic. See, I mean, the only ones I've seen lately is like I'm disappointed by Joe Dante, the whole crap. John Landis, Birkenhead, bag of shit.
Oh.
I've not seen any of
them. And really, the one you wasn't looking forward to, you enjoyed.
Yeah, Paranormal Activity 2, I'm not really bothered about it. Not quite good, even though you didn't see the proper ending.
I know, yeah, me and my illegal downloads.
Oh, see, you pay the price for illegal.
You will buy them DVDs ending. Off the China, man. You want bad DVD? No ending.
You want like horror film?
Sucky fucky tender?
They like to leave it wide open, the Chinese, don't they? You know,
that's why.
They don't include endings.
I don't know, I've never been to China.
Oh, okay. My God.
But anyway, on that final subject of insulting another nation,
for our we're not xenophobics, really.
We would like to say
we love
goodbye.
Really.
We love you all.
Yes, that's
say
it.
Goodbye.
Nice.
Shout out, everybody. See you next time.
Bye. See you again. Bye. 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 Bye.